ما ننسخ من آية أو ننسها نأتي بخير منها أو مثلها ألم تعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, last week we spoke about two things. Number one, we spoke about the sihr, the magic and the sorcery that the Jews would practice. And the second thing we spoke about was the way the Jews would taunt and criticize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would make fun and they would make a mockery of the Muslims and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when they would come to the gathering of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the current verse, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah says that whatever verse we abrogate, in other words, we abrogate its injunction and not its qira'ah. That means we keep the word is still read. We just abrogate its injunction, the hukam. أَوْ نُنْسِهَا, or we make it, or we cause it to be forgotten totally. That means we abrogate its injunction and the qira'ah, the word as well. Allah says, نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا. We bring a verse that is better than it, or a verse that is similar to it. Now, what is this all about? This verse was actually revealed on account of the Jews coming to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the jealousy that they had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because you see, in the initial days of Islam, the Muslims would face Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa as their Qibla. And then after that, later on in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed the Muslims to now face the Kaaba. So this hurt the Jews because of the role that Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa played in the history of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, which was also in connection with the Anbiya that came from Bani Israel. So this hurt the Bani Israel, it hurt the Jews, the Israelites. And they became upset with this, that why is it now that the Muslims are now facing the Kaaba and not Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa? So they said, they came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said that we are not going to accept this Qur'an. We will not believe in this kitab. Why? Because this Qur'an, how can it be such that this Qur'an, it replaces one hukam with another. It replaces one injunction by another. This doesn't make sense. Because to us, that only means that one hukam, one injunction is bad and the other is good. Why would you replace something by another thing? So that means that I'm replacing something that is good, I'm replacing the bad by something that is good. So that is why they didn't want to bring iman in this Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed these verses to tell them that listen, whatever we abrogated, whatever verse we abrogated, or we caused that verse to be forgotten totally, Allah says, we bring something that is better than it or similar to it. By this, or this by no means means that the previous injunction or the previous hukam was bad. Rather, this is only done for the betterment and for the own good of the Muslims. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings something that is better for them. And then Allah says that Allah can do as He wishes, and Allah is never questioned as to what He does. Allah says, Alam ta'alam, do you not know, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah, He is the omnipotent, He can do as He wishes, and Allah ala kulli shayin qadir, He has the power to do everything. And then Allah says, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do as He wishes? Alam ta'alam anna Allah lahu mulku as-samawati wal ard. Do you not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Him belongs the kingdom, the dominion, the sovereignty of the heavens and this earth? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِن وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. Then listen, to defend yourself against this enmity and this hostility of the Jews, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you do not have any guardian, you do not have any protector other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَن تَسْأَلُوا رَسُولَكُمْ كَمَا سُئِلَ مُوسَى مِن قَبْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the Jews here, Allah says, is it such that you want to ask your messenger, in other words, the messenger that is in your time, that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you want to ask him, you want to make certain demands and requests? كَمَا سُئِلَ مُوسَى مِن قَبْلِ, how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was asked in his day, prior to, in his day, min qabli, before the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this verse, what happened here was, the Jews, because of the hostility and enmity that they showed and displayed towards the Muslims and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in particular, they would come and make some weird and outrageous demands from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the demands that they made from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam must bring the entire Quran to them all at once. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now reprimands the Jews, and Allah tells them that this kind of behavior is similar to what was displayed by the Bani Israel, the Jews, towards Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the past. Because the Bani Israel, they also made some weird and some crazy mad demands from Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They said, Arina Allah jahra, that show us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eye to eye openly. So Allah says that this kind of behavior is similar to the Jews of the past. So what is this? The idea of asking or making such demands, this is not to bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, it is to vilify the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, to vilify Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and to bring down the integrity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, because these kinds of demands, we know, they are almost virtually impossible for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam to now bring, because let's look at the incident of with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Can anybody see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his naked eye openly in this dunya? This is an absurd request, impossible for something like this to ever happen. So Allah says this tantamounts to now kufr. Allah calls it kufr, infidelity in Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرِ. Then listen, O you kafirin, O you Jews who are kafirin, who are infidels, listen, whoever takes kufr in exchange of iman, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ, then that person has then strayed from the right path. In other words, that person has strayed from the path of guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us on haqq wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah.